want to get your take on what the former Saudi intelligence chief told our Christian Amanpour. I mean, he was basically saying, look, U.S.-Saudi relations can really never go back to the way that it used to be. Your take on that, and is this a lot of this coming down to the Iran nuclear deal?
Well, the Iran nuclear deal is only one important aspect of this, but other things have been changing, which we haven't paid as much attention to it. One is that the United States now thinks that it's energy independent, it doesn't need Saudi oil, it doesn't look at Saudi Arabia in the way that it did as being pivotal to its strategic needs, to its economy. Secondly, in the region, the United States very clearly sees ISIS and Islamic extremism as its biggest problem. It's the one that's threatening Europe, and we're worried about it in the United States, whereas Saudi Arabia sees Iran as the biggest threat in the region. And then when you look at a case like Iraq, Iran and the United States seem to be fighting ISIS together at times. So we're not on the same page on some fundamental issues in the region. We have a great history together, but going forward, we're sort of drifting apart. Now, Saudis complain about the Iran deal, but President Obama has put a lot of capital on bringing this nuclear deal to the fore, wants to leverage it going forward, and the Saudis are not happy with that. What we're basically seeing is that the United States is beginning to look at the Middle East through a lens that the Saudis are not comfortable with.
And that really does sum it up, doesn't it? I mean, the Saudis seeing the U.S. pivot to Asia as being quoted, of course, as being a distraction from the relationship with Saudi. But in Saudi Arabia, they see it as a pivot to Iran, don't they? And, you know, you've still, at the end of the day, got, you know, competing interests between Iran and Saudi Arabia and proxy wars as a result of it.
Right. And also, they could also read it even in a worse way, which is pivoting away from Saudi Arabia. So the Saudis feel that the United States has come to a conclusion that Saudi Arabia is not as important as it used to be. It's not as important because we don't need its oil. It's not as important because we don't need it to contain Iran. In fact, maybe we'll not be containing Iran as much as we used to. And the Saudis also worry that Iran is a very attractive country to the West. It's large, it's sophisticated, it has 80 million people. Everybody wants to see another repetition of China coming out of the cold. And all of this suggests that after four decades of being the crown jewel of American policy in the Middle East, that Saudi Arabia now is one among many others that the United States cares about, but will not treat with the kind of attention and importance that it did before. And that downgrading of its importance is difficult for Saudi Arabia to accept, and it's reacting to it.
So then what do you think both sides hope to get out of this meeting, especially, you know, with President Obama, who is an outgoing president? What kind of impact will he have on these talks, especially when they don't see eye to eye on Syria, ISIS, and the regional stability?
Well, largely, both sides still need one another. Saudi Arabia may complain about the United States, but it still has to buy American arms. It depends on the American economy. It still needs American bases and soldiers in the Persian Gulf to protect it. And the United States can do all the complaining it wants about Saudi Arabia, but it still needs Saudi Arabia to support its efforts across the Middle East, as well as in Afghanistan and other places as well. So they're going to try to arrive at some kind of a working relationship, in effect accepting the reality that the relationship is not what it used to be, but there has to still be a relationship. So the U.S. is going to give some on Iran, and the Saudis would have to give something on Syria and other issues as well. If that doesn't happen, then there's going to be even more trouble going forward.
It's an interesting point. Strains in the relationship, but it's not broken because they still need each other. But I'm wondering if you think that we could see, I don't know, a more critical U.S. when it comes to Saudi Arabia on things they may have held back on in the past, and things like human rights, the role of women in society, and the export. Let's face it, the export of hardline Salafist Wahhabi ideology, Sharia law, around the region, and in fact the globe. Do you see the U.S. turning a bit harder on those issues?
Well, we're beginning to see it. We're beginning to see the media much more freely criticize Saudi's support for extremism or treatment of women or the way they wage war in Yemen. But look, in the past we've had relationship with countries that have been difficult. Pakistan is a good example. We need them, they're an ally, we have a very tight relationship, we give them weapons, but we're not comfortable with a lot of their policies. But the reality is that Saudi Arabia is not used to this sort of a relationship with the U.S. This is a completely new situation for them, and they're trying to adjust to it. And so they right now are unhappy. They're a bit shocked, and they're reacting to it. But going forward, they would have to adjust to this relationship. American criticism of Saudi Arabia are valid. We want a country that is has a better human rights record, that does not support extremism, that does support our effort, and return, it should have expectations of steadfast American relationship. And I think what we mean by clearing of the air is that both sides are acknowledging that they're in new waters, and they have to find a way going forward.